Voices of Iraq is a new documentary that has a very interesting backstory. It was shot entirely by Iraqis, with digital video cameras given to them by a trio of American filmmakers, Eric Manis, Martin Kunert, and Archie Drury. They asked the Iraqis to film themselves, or anything they wanted to, then pass the cameras on. The tapes were sent back to the U.S. and edited into a film that offers a glimpse of Iraq rarely seen in the West. Filmmakers Drury and Manis stopped by our studios in Los Angeles to talk about Voices of Iraq. Manis says the idea for the project came from his work on a reality show for MTV.
Remarkable things can happen when you put cameras into people's hands and let them tell their own stories. And when we were watching the events unfold in Iraq recently, we were just extremely curious to figure out what was really going on. You can watch Fox News and see one point of view, watch CNN, see another point of view. But as filmmakers, we figured the only way we'd be able to find out for ourselves was to get our cameras in there.
Oh, how'd you do this, and how many cameras did you distribute?
Well, we put together 150 digital video cameras, and we took 50 cameras each through DHL and through FedEx and shipped them to Baghdad, and then got together with our good friend Archie Drury, who is a Gulf War veteran and a Marine. And Archie told us that he was very interested in going back to Iraq. So Archie took another 50 cameras with him, and it was remarkable where he took it from there, just meeting different people and handing the cameras off.
Is this a case where you basically would interview an Iraqi, teach them how to use the camera, and then pass the camera off to them?
Basically, this is Archie. Not necessarily. It was more about helping them become filmmakers and for them to go off and film their lives and tell their stories and their with an emphasis on their hopes and dreams for the future.
I'd like to ask you about some of the specific things in the movie. The documentary includes footage that was shot by insurgents. Did they use one of the cameras that you provided?
That footage was actually given to me by a sheikh from Fallujah who came to me three or four different times while I was there. We had developed a relationship, and he really wanted that to be a part of the film. He was very passionate about the movie. It's basically insurgents in Fallujah planting bombs and building bombs, and you can see them with their masks and preparing and discussing things, and then there's actually, they have songs. They're very songs of hatred that we actually play while we're showing that footage.
You know, one of the really fascinating things about the collection of these tapes is that in addition to sending back the tapes we gave them, people just took it upon themselves to send us other things. They sent us photographs, music, all sorts of other tapes from different organizations and places, and some of them, like the ones from the insurgents, were just so compelling that we felt it was necessary to include it.
There's some very, very disturbing footage in this documentary. Pictures of men being beaten by Saddam Hussein's guards, a severed hand, and footage of a woman who's burning herself. Could you describe what happens in that scene?
That woman was from Duhok, which was a city that my team of Marines actually helped liberate. And she basically would take her cigarette and burn herself to prepare herself for the torture, because it was just known that if you were captured by Saddam's Republican Guard, that you were going to undergo some serious pain.
So she was trying to toughen herself up in some way.
Exactly.
Who shot that footage? Because she's looking directly into the camera. Did she sort of position the camera so she could talk to the lens, or was there someone on the other end of the camera?
Actually, that footage was shot by her daughter. And at the beginning of the interview that's in the film, the interviewer asks, please tell us who you are. And she says, well, I'm your mother. And then her daughter asks her, I think to her surprise, to please tell me about my father. And that's the interview ends at that point, because the woman just breaks down. She can't get herself to talk about it.
(laughs) Eric, when you and your partner, Martin Kunert, first came up with this idea, was the intent to make some sort of political statement, or was this more of a journalistic exercise to put the cameras out there and to see what you see?
I mean, in a way, neither. We were neither looking for to make some American political point of view or to dig for the story. We just wanted to find out who the people were, what they cared about, what was important to them, what they wanted for their future. And the most incredible thing about the project is that we were so surprised at what we found. And it was just beautiful to find that they are so much more like us than we ever thought that they were.
How did you know that all the footage that you received was authentic?
That's a really great question and something that we thought a great deal about going into it and as the footage was coming back. First of all, just by the nature of what this film is, we don't know. We're not journalists. We weren't trying to dig to find out who these people were and authenticate them. We consciously did not include a few things that we didn't buy. But generally speaking, we feel very comfortable with the people that are in the film. We think they're really highly credible.
Eric, you yourself have said that you're not a journalist.
Yeah.
But you're very critical of journalism and of the media in this film. And in the end, this is a bit of a journalistic exercise. It is a documentary. You do sort of push the limits here. You walk a line.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I now consider that I was a very naive person prior to going into this project. I am a little bit disappointed with journalism in America. Most of the journalism out there is run by major corporations. They have a mandate to run exciting and inflammatory stories every day to beat the other guy. And so what you get on the news every day is, you know, explosions and car bombings and all of the terrible stuff that will draw viewers to watch these programs. And you never get an opportunity to see these wonderful people who have hopes and dreams and who are struggling to make their country great.
Filmmakers Eric Manis and Archie Drury, Voices of Iraq. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Voices of Iraq opens today in 12 cities around the country. You can see clips at our website, npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.